This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE, and the us includes me, Ian, and TJ the Spy,
and Daryl.
And you can also bring up anything you want to discuss. That's the point of Free Talk Live. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can also join us online any old time you want to at freetalklive.com. To bring you up to speed, if you're just tuning in, cop blocker Dio Odalecki is in jail on a 240-day sentence for the dastardly crime of recording the police in public. We watched one of the videos, almost all of it. There,
he was arrested for contempt of cop.
He mouthed off to him, and he said, like, that's the thing. I said, I think we were going to talk about the differences between James's trial and Dio's trial.
Right, James being James Cleveland, who is our Monday night co-host here on Free Talk Live. He's also your fiancé, TJ. And James was also arrested in somewhat similar circumstances. There was a suicide in the case of Dio's arrest. Or one of Dio's arrests, there was a suicide attempt. In the case of James's arrest, there was an actual suicide. And anyway, sort of a similar scene, but the police in James's arrest were a lot less aggressive. What happened in Dio's arrest was he rolls up, it's bright daylight, so that's another difference. James was at nighttime, Dio's was during the day. The police are investigating the scene of an attempted suicide. It's like right on the side of a road. There's multiple cruisers. Dio rolls up on his bicycle and starts recording. And it's moments after he rolls up on the scene. It's a short video. It's only about 3 minutes long, and the first minute is just him riding towards it. So it's really only like a 2 minute long actual, you know, video. And so he rolls up. The cop from a distance starts yelling at him and approaches and immediately attacks him. Like, the cop assaults Dio right out the gate.
Yes.
Dio had not said anything except to respond to the police. So it's not like Dio came up on the scene and started, hey, what are you cops doing over there? You know, he wasn't doing anything to interfere with the police and their investigation. So in a lot of cases where the police will claim he was interfering. No, the police made a beeline for him. Yeah. They put down whatever it was that they were doing, and this one cop comes up and literally attacks him and knocks his camera away. Mm-hmm. And starts yelling at him and how there's a minor involved in this. You need to ask the parents permission and you need to get across the street right now.
Yeah, but you're leaving out all the FCC censored F-bombs that he was dropping. Like, both sides were dropping F-bombs.
But Dio doesn't say anything until the cop comes and attacks him. He doesn't say anything with the F-bomb until his camera is attacked by this cop. The cop is out of line. The cop is outrageous in this video. And again, you should be able to say the F-bomb in public.
I don't disagree.
To
legally,
a police officer. In fact, there have been police who've had the F-bomb said to them, and then the person who says the F-bomb is arrested, and then they win later on
court.
And get a they get a settlement from the police.
That is correct. I'm just telling you, though, if you want to film the police, one way to quickly escalate a situation from bad to worse is to curse at them, because you have to remember, you don't, like, they have powers of arrest and a gun, plus there's five of them and one of you. So if you're in that situation, it does behoove you to be, like, if you're going to be the alpha dog, to, like, not look them in the eye, don't challenge their authority, and be like, oh, you know, your offer, I'm so sorry, I was just trying to film you doing your job, is there anything I can do?
I don't think you should have to apologize for it.
If you don't want to get convicted at trial... Because, again, that jury, they're looking at you.
In this case, it wasn't even a jury trial.
Okay, so it was a judge. Okay.
In this particular case.
No, that surprises me, the judge.
But I get what you're saying, but at the same time, you don't want to be a wimp, right? Like,
no.
You don't want to back down immediately, necessarily, if you're standing up for your rights. And Dio had a right to be on that street corner, in my opinion. Though he does go across the street once the cop physically attacks him and threatens him enough, Dio, for a moment, kind of stands his ground, but ultimately does retreat because he didn't want to get arrested.
Yeah.
And then further, the cops then came across the street and arrested him after some, you know, further taunting.
Yeah. Well, it's all like, so a lot of citizens, rightly or wrongly, they believe it's illegal to taunt a cop. I mean, it is perfectly legal to go up to a cop and say, I think you're a disgusting pig. It's legal. I wouldn't recommend it. I don't think it's a nice thing to do. But it's a legal thing to do. You cannot be thrown in jail for it. But a jury of 12 common sense people, they're going to be like, we don't care what the law is. You disrespected a cop. You're going to jail. And that's
well, that
just,
needs to change.
I agree.
I think it will change over time. Because I think one of the things that helped James out, James Cleveland, our co-host, on Monday nights, he was in a jury trial for similar charges to what Dio was facing. And there were a few younger people on that jury. And I suspect that the more younger people there are on a jury, the more likely you're going to find one of them who does not respect the police, who does not believe that the police are always right, and who is who understands that the police have done some terrible things and they need to be held to account for it. And I think that's going to change. As more police begin to arrest more peaceful people, as the police continue to harass and attack our innocent friends and neighbors and family, then that is going to it's going to wear away at whatever level of legitimacy they have in the minds of people. Yeah. So while I think you're right still in today's time, I think that is starting to shift.
Yes, and I just know this because I was talking with James and his family, and we watched the tape, and I was kind of cringing listening to James talk to the officer, and his dad said, James, that was not your finest hour. And I said,
and James was pretty respectful.
Yes, he was like, you know, look, I feel you're creating the situation. I'm in a safer move. I'm not in any danger. Right. I'm not interfering
with
you.
They told him to move back.
I've already moved back twice, and now I'm in a safer move. So you're the one approaching me, and I'm not in any danger. So at this point, having moved back twice, I'm not moving back a third time because we could keep going back again and again. Like,
right.
And one of the questions that James asked during the original trial in front of Judge Burke,
that's correct,
was, how far can you tell me to back up? Can you tell me to back up 200 miles?
Yeah.
And basically the response was, we can tell you to do whatever we want, and if you don't do it, that's disorderly.
And by the way, the correct, if you ask the ACLU, they will tell you the correct procedure is you comply with the officer's request, no matter how egregiously unconstitutional it might be.
Right.
And
if the police officer says, give me a blowjob, you give the cop a blowjob.
Correct. Hopefully while you're filming it. And then you sue them later in court for violation of your civil rights. So the ACLU, they like cases where you complied with the officer said, get back, stop filming me, put the camera away, you're under arrest for filming me, and it was very clear what had happened, and that the subject was very compliant, and then the ACLU would say, well, then we're going to sue because it's a slam dunk. You know, you backed up, you complied, and then you sued the officer because you comply first and sue later. That's how the ACLU wants you to do it.
Toll-free number, if you want to comment here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So one of the things I wanted to compare here, we're comparing the trial of Dio Odalecki versus James Cleveland. James Cleveland was arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest when recording a scene with the police here in New Hampshire. Dio arrested for disorderly conduct, obstructing justice, and some other thing when he was recording the police in Parma, Ohio. Besides the fact that no one was recording in the courtroom in Ohio, they believed they couldn't, although, Daryl, you claim that the Parma District Court rules say that they can.
Yes.
If they ask for permission. So hopefully someone in Ohio is listening and they can try it the next time. But another thing that was different between the two was in James's trial, his attorney was able to discuss jury nullification with the jury and gave specific details about what jury nullification is. And for listeners who aren't aware, we discussed earlier, jury nullification is your right to judge a case based on your conscience, based on how you feel about the law, not whether or not it was broken. Now, the judge will generally tell you in most courts you have to judge based on the law and the facts in the case, whether the law was violated. No, you can also vote if you think the law itself is bad. So, yes. Like, I think the war on drugs is bad, so I could go onto a drug case and vote not guilty even if the person was caught with 20 pounds of marijuana.
Yes.
I could vote not guilty. And so James had the ability to explain jury nullification to the jury in his case, but in Ohio, that did not happen. Presumably, it is illegal or it would be prohibited by the judge to do something like that, whereas in New Hampshire, Free State Project participants have helped to pass statutes that actually explicitly, basically, allow for this to happen, and the courts seem to be respecting those. So you've got a better chance of beating charges like this here in New Hampshire than you do in other places. And we're going to continue here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The full video of James's trial is available if you go to the Free Keen YouTube channel. And this is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free to join us. If you want, you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We have been discussing the case of Dio Odalecki
one of the cop blockers in Ohio, now in a jail cell for 240 days for recording the police. And at a very safe remove, by the way. I mean, the footage in the second video, I have not watched the 11-minute long video of his first arrest, but in the second video, he was, I don't know, 200 feet, maybe 250 feet away from the actual scene of the investigation. You couldn't possibly identify whoever it was that he was. You know, the police were investigating an attempted suicide, and the claim was that there was a minor involved. You can't record this without the mother's consent, which is false, by the way. If your minor's in public, then you should be able to record the minor, which is, I don't think, what Dio's intention was. His intention was to simply record the scene of the police.
Right, and he also wasn't charged with filming a minor in public. He wasn't charged with a wiretapping. Well, there might be in some jurisdiction. You've not read all of the laws in Ohio.
I'd be surprised if there was such a charge, because that would be ridiculous, the idea that you couldn't
point a camera at
somebody.
I know it would be ridiculous, but I'm just saying.
There are plenty of ridiculous laws.
There are a lot of ridiculous laws, and he wasn't charged with anything involving using a video camera.
No, he was not. He was charged with disorderly conduct and obstructing justice, even though he was standing, you know, a couple hundred feet away from the scene and standing there quietly. Dio did not say anything at all until the police started to tell him, hey, can you leave this alone? Somebody's having a bad day over here. Can you leave this one alone?
That's not what the officer said. I think the officer said a few more curse words than that.
No, the very first thing, I played it back just a moment ago when we were off here for a moment, just because I wanted to make sure that Dio didn't say anything at first, just to double check that. And no, it was not the officer who came and attacked him. There's a different officer who says to him, hey, can you just leave this alone? There's somebody's having a bad day over here. And Dio's like, yeah, no, I can't do that. And then he says it again, and then the officer comes over, who then attacks him, knocks his camera away, tells him he needs to get away because there's a minor involved. Dio then crosses the street, has a few more words exchanged with the officer from across the street, and then two officers basically charge over and place him under arrest for disorderly conduct. So, in my opinion, even though, as you're pointing out, TJ, he's not the most sympathetic of defendants as far as a jury would be concerned. He's, in my opinion, fully within his rights.
I concur.
You should be able to record the police in a public place. This is established. I mean, the Glick decision and other decisions, the Garrick decision and more, have established this pretty firmly. But
and
they arrested him.
I've got an article here that I'll just touch on one quote from a civil rights defense attorney out of my hometown, Birmingham, Alabama. Attorney is Eric Guster, and he's being asked about swearing at police. And he says, you can cuss at them all day long, but they can arrest you, although it's not legal. It's just the trouble of dealing with it later on that is the problem, and the police know that.
Yep, that's right. They know that they're also not going to be held accountable either. Even if the officer individually did the wrong thing, the officer individually will not have to pay any kind of settlement that comes out of it.
Yeah, so it's called qualified immunity.
Yeah, the police will not actually have any kind of real consequence, even if ultimately the case is reversed or you are
found
innocent.
And qualified immunity is just one of at least three that they have. There's also statutory immunity and sovereign immunity.
Or I should say found not guilty rather than innocent, because juries don't return innocent verdicts. Anyway, you can join us here. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Charlie's up first in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hey, Charlie.
Good evening, friends. You wanted me to keep you posted on the bill in the legislature here about recording?
Yes, about recording.
That there is a state representative out there or a state senator in Arizona that introduced legislation to make it illegal to record public officials.
Well, yeah, okay.
And then he withdrew that.
I can't find my notes, and I'm not well, but I can give you the title of the bill and where it stands. I actually spoke to somebody in personally on the phone at the Capitol, and the name of the bill is Law Enforcement Activity Recording Prohibition Act.
So it's my understanding that had been pulled.
Huh?
No, it's my understanding that had been pulled.
No, it is. This information is current as of 2 days ago.
Huh, okay.
Right now, and the distance, I was mistaken before. I said 20 feet. It's actually 21 feet. And it is in the Senate Subcommittee, Public Safety, Military, and Technology Subcommittee.
All right. Well, thanks thanks for that, Charlie. I'm sure Daryl can do the digging to find out the current status. I could have sworn, and thanks for the call, I could have sworn I saw a headline saying that the senator or whoever who had proposed that had withdrawn it. But maybe that was just, I don't know, a misunderstanding. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The idea that it would be prohibited to record, was it any public official or just the police?
I'm trying to pull up the status of it. I think I have the text of the bill in front of me, and it says it is unlawful for a person to knowingly make a video recording of law enforcement activity, including handling of an emotionally disturbed person, if the person making the video recording does not have the permission of a law enforcement officer and is within 20 feet of where the law enforcement activity is occurring. And then there's more.
Yeah. So, yeah, if that goes through, obviously we want to know about it. Certainly feel free to keep us in the loop. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
A violation would be a petty offense, except if the person fails to comply with a verbal warning of a violation of the section or has previously been convicted, and then it would become a Class 3 misdemeanor.
Let's go to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yes, good evening indeed. You know, it's a new day. It's a new way out of what went down in New Hampshire. And Trump was declared the winner of that. Yeah, I told you before, right? We're going to snatch victory over there. But that being said, you know, the white guilty came through in Rome to you know, put that Trump over to the top. I'm very, very glad with that. And we're going to work on that one here in New Jersey and in South Carolina as well.
Hold on. I've got a question for you. You're saying that the white liberal guilt people showed up in force.
Of course.
And gave Donald Trump a full 35% of the vote in the Republican primary.
Yes.
Meaning that 65% of people did not vote for Donald Trump in the Republican primary.
Your friend. Absolutely. Now, Hillary got the nod and the endorsement from the CBC, the Political Action Committee. That's Congressional Black Caucus. The question still hanging out there is what exactly have Obama done for the advancement and the upliftment of blacks under his watch. And that's Black Lives Matter to Obama in the wake of the dire situation in Flint, Michigan. Since there are two white elders running in this election, the question that is beginning to be asked is, where are the blacks? White guilty produced Obama. So it is payback for the CBC Political Action Committee to give Hillary the nod and the endorsement. Of course, it goes without saying that they would, you know, they would. By the way,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't think Ralph even knows what Ralph is talking about.
Hang on, Ralph. 855 450 free. Let's see if we can make heads or tails.
I'm so glad you guys said that.
855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. We do not require coherence to call Free Talk Live. You can actually really call in about absolutely anything that you want. We're going to do our best to try to understand what Ralph, who is a vehement Trump supporter, this much I've understood of Ralph. He loves Donald Trump, and he's obsessed with race. So that much I know about Ralph, but I don't really know much else. We're going to continue with his calls. Sorry, Daryl, for some reason your mic was still.
Yeah. Ralph lives in New Jersey. That is something else that we know about him.
That is what he claims, that he lives in New Jersey. So you don't have that to be true.
So you don't have to be coherent to call in, but do you have to be coherent to host? Because, you know, I would love to just
preferably.
Get high or stoned before I come in here. And,
preferably.
Again, that's a bad idea.
Okay.
Well, if you can be coherent while you are stoned. Generally, drunk is a bad idea. I mean, some people have different levels of coherence, right? So I've been on the Freedom Fiends before while I was tripping, but it was only on a half a hit of LSD. So I wasn't tripping too hard.
And was this also at Pork Fest?
It was at the Porcupine Freedom Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say it's like something you would completely rule out, but being drunk is generally bad
for radio.
Yeah. Someone can get away with having one beer or maybe two over the course of an entire show, then you could argue that might take the edge off. But if somebody starts slurring their words, or they're losing their train of thought, or they think they're funny but they're not, you know, there are a lot of things that a drunk person can do that will make them sound embarrassing and terrible. I remember there was the show Flaming Freedom years ago had a co-host. I won't name names, but this co-host, this female co-host.
Yeah, I know who it is.
No, I don't know if you do. The female co-host would come in, and she would be
drunk before the show started and would continue to nip on a flask throughout the show. And she would just get loud and obnoxious, and it would just, it was awful. They were the worst episodes that show had ever had. And I talked to the host at the time, and finally they put a stop to that. So, yeah, drunk, really bad. That's like the worst thing you could possibly do. Let's go back to the phones, though, where Ralph is trying to make some sort of point about race.
I didn't like the kind of thing that you put out there that suggests that somehow I am some kind of a racist, number one.
No, I said you're obsessed with race. Well, I don't know if you're a racist.
If I am that, Obama playing the race card. I'm race baiting too. What do you describe and call that? What do you call that and describe that?
I don't care about what the president says. They're all scums, me, Ralph. They're all scum. Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Donald Trump, all of these people are trash, and they're dangerous psychopaths, and I don't pay really any attention to what it is that they say. You're the person who's on the phone. You're the one who's talking about race every time you call this show.
And they somehow suggest also that I am not calling you from New
York. Haiti, the Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic? It's really cold where I am.
I am curious why anybody would lie about wanting to be from New Jersey.
That's a good point. I accept that you're in New Jersey, Ralph. All right, let's move on. So why the obsession with race? Why do you have this you call every time about this? You're like a one-trick pony.
All right. Whoa. Did anybody sort of have time with me?
Well, I've got two tricks. I talk about Trump and race.
Did anybody sort of have time show with Beyonce?
Did you guys talk about this the other night, the halftime show?
We talked about it briefly last night. I watched it, and I didn't see anything that was offensive.
Now, what is it that was supposed to be offensive? The police? Some police are, like, protesting this?
Right,
or what?
So police are upset.
Hold on, Ralph. I don't know what he's saying.
Police are upset because the claim is that the outfits being worn by Beyonce and her backup dancers resembled Black Panther outfits. And there was a part of the performance where she was singing a song called Formation. There's a line in the song that says, "Come on, ladies, let's get in formation." And so they form an X, and they do a thing where they raise up their left fist.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she's singing and whatnot. And so it
was... Do they shout Black Power?
No.
No. Okay.
Nothing is said that is in any way related to, you know, like Black Lives Matter, Black Power, Black Panthers. Police are upset because of that. Plus the fact that there's a photo of some of the backup dancers holding a sign that says, "Justice for Mario."
I was going
to
get
Nigeria,
and
reference maybe. To a black man that was killed by the San Francisco police just a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Sounds like there's really not much of a conspiracy here.
There's not much, yeah. But people are upset. It's the whole thing like the Quentin Tarantino where people were saying, "We're going to boycott the Hateful Eight." And the Hateful Eight has absolutely nothing to do with the police being murderers.
I don't think there are any cops. No, there is a cop.
Where's James from? Reason people were protesting that movie was because of something that Quentin Tarantino said in an interview.
Yeah, that's
totally not related to the movie.
So you said this James from New Jersey, right? That's
Ralph.
Okay. And so I was like, his accent, I was going to say Nigeria.
No, he says he's from the Philippines. Ralph, you back with us?
I'm back with you. And the difference is the Black Panther, Black Lives Matter, it has nothing to do with race, according to you, right? It has, by the very definition of white guilty, everyone...
What do you mean? Are you putting words in my mouth? Are you saying that Black Lives Matter...
I think he's just putting words in your mouth.
Yeah, are you saying that Black Lives...
No, I mean, he's not putting any cogent words. He's just putting random words in your mouth.
I just want to try to understand, though. Are you saying that Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with race? Because obviously it has something to do with race. It's right there in the phrase, Black Lives Matter. That's obviously about race. And I think that all lives matter, Ralph, don't you?
I agree with you. Yes.
Finally, we can finally agree on something.
Yes, I know. I agree with you completely.
So, but let's get back to Beyonce. You brought that up. What do you want to say about that?
Well, there's a lot of negative pushback regarding that one.
A lot of what?
I mean,
negative
what?
Pushback, I thought.
Pushback, right. Backlash, I should say.
Against what? You mean by the police? Like the police are pushing back negatively?
It's not just the public in general. You know, as you very well know, the group Black Lives Matter is nothing more than a marginal group. I mean, it came into being because of white guilt.
I don't think so. I think the Black Lives Matter group came into being. No, Ralph. Thank you for the call. The Black Lives Matter group came into being because, well, there's some people who perceive that black people are being attacked more often than others by the police. Whether that's true or not is probably up for debate. And they focused their attentions on those the black victims, which I think is a mistake. I think that it's really about power of the police, and they are wielding that power over all manner of different people, but mostly poor people. And it just certainly happens that black people are more likely to be poor in some cases, so the police tend to focus on them. And arguably, there could be some racist cops out there as well. And I'm sure that there are racist cops out there. Whether it's all cops, no, I don't think it's all cops. What percentage of the police are racist, I don't know. But some percentage of the police are racist, and that could certainly result in them targeting black people more often than others. So I can understand the frustrations of the people who've come out with this Black Lives Matter thing, but I think it distracts from the real issue of the violence of the police and the aggression of the police. So, for instance, Dio from Cop Block is a white guy, but he was attacked by the cops for simply recording them. So, again, it doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. Ultimately, you can be targeted and attacked by the police. And I think that's a more important message to get out, that all of our lives matter and that rights matter and they should be respected by the police. So there's no guilt in any of those statements. Let's go to, I believe we have Mark listening in Butte, Montana. Yeah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Mark.
Thank you. You know, there's a really important word in what you stated, and I don't know if you're reading it correctly or if it actually states and or, because if it states the word and, then both the 21-foot law and whatever the other, I'm sorry, I do forget what the
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the recording the police law? You're going to have to give us some context for the ands and the ors here. I'm a little in the dark. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We might have enough time for you if you join us now. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In 1 week's time, you'll be able to join us in real life at the Liberty Forum. It's coming up, and it's coming up fast. February 18th through the 21st. It starts on a Thursday where you'll get to go on a state house tour. And TJ, you have been on the state house unofficial tour.
Yes.
With Daryl and I. In fact, we were just there today. Unfortunately, we're not going to have a chance to get into the wiretapping legislation that we testified on. But it was a very interesting day, and the full video from that will go up probably sometime this weekend at freekeen.com, so you can wait for that. But you'll get a full-on state house tour guided by Free State Project early movers who are state representatives, liberty-friendly state representatives will be there to kind of show you the ropes on how to get active inside the system when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. For those that don't know, the Free State Project is a movement of what will be 20,000 people. There are now 20,000 signers, people who pledged to make the move here and get active for liberty, but it's not too late. You can still sign up for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and start planning your move immediately to get up here and back us up. Back up the cop blockers in the streets. If you're into that, back up the state house activists. If you're into politics or whatever else kind of activism, there's a lot of stuff happening here. And the Liberty Forum will focus in on a number of the different types of activism that are happening. You'll get to see great keynote speeches like Edward Snowden, who's going to be speaking. And we've heard some cool things that I'm not going to spoil for you about the Edward Snowden speech. Daryl, you were given a real... there's a special question likely that is going to be asked of Edward Snowden by a very special individual, and that's all I will say. Yes. I'm excited about it, though, and Edward Snowden's going to be speaking on Saturday. So, again, if you can't make
Saturday
it up
Saturday afternoon.
That's right, 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Liberty Forum. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. You're going to want to come up to this. Even if you're just able to make it for a day or two, come up for a day or two if you can't make the whole weekend. Thursday through Sunday, it's February 18th through the 21st. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live every single night from the Liberty Forum. And, Daryl, you're going to be producing your newscast from the Liberty Forum as well, the FPP Radio News. Go to nhlibertyforum.com as we go back to Mark in Butte, Montana. Now, Mark, you called in about ands and ors, and while, you know, normally ands and ors don't make for particularly entertaining radio, let's get a little context of what you were trying to say.
Yeah, I learned this in the construction industry, which is where I'm at. But basically what it means is that if you say and, both qualifications have to be met. So in the policing or recording of policing, you have to meet both qualifications. So
right, and so
feet or whatever your requirement is, then you can record because you've met that requirement. You have not recorded too close.
Right. So this is in reference to the proposed legislation out there in Arizona, and I read the first
sentence of it.
Right. So I will reread it without the stuff that's in between the commas that basically just, you know, stipulates a couple extra things, but you can remove that because it says including the following, which, you know, means that it also, you know, includes things that aren't part of that including.
Okay. And this is the proposed law that would make it illegal to record police in public.
Right. So it says it is unlawful, or rather, you know, if this passes, it would be unlawful for a person to knowingly make a video recording of law enforcement activity without the permission of a law enforcement officer and within 20 feet of where the law enforcement activity is occurring.
Mm-hmm. And so
yes,
both requirements have to be met. In order
yes
for the law to be enacted, both requirements have to be met.
And
so
then there's another sentence.
Recorded, but
hold on.
He's back. Okay.
Hold on. There's another sentence that talks about if it's on private property, then the person can record unless the law enforcement officer says that that's interfering, and then there's
still always
stipulations.
Say. Yeah.
So it's one of these things to where even if you back up and you're 23 feet, they could always shuffle over another couple of feet, and now you're within 20 feet again. And
okay, then you keep backing up while you're recording.
Right, and then sooner or later you're standing in the middle of the police, or you're standing in the middle of the road, and you get run over by a car.
Well, you know, and I realize there's, you know, these scenarios that can happen. But let's
are you supporting this law, Mark?
Here. No.
Okay.
No. I would say that, you know, if you want to record the police and you want to record what's happening to your life for what's going to happen to you in court, then of course you should be able to record that. Why would that be taken out ever?
I agree with you. Thanks for the call tonight, Mark. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Live Wire is on the line in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live. Live Wire.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to state that Donald Trump will make America great again. He will be the next president. And
you don't really believe that, do you?
Well, let's put it this way. Apparently in New Hampshire, the Free State persons, Free State Project persons like yourself and those that affiliate with you, probably didn't vote for him, I guess.
Well, some Free Staters did, actually. But
Wonderful.
But
most of us voted for Vermin Supreme, the guy with the boot on his head. He's the king of all vermin, so
that's who I voted for. I wouldn't say most, because a lot of people that moved up here for the Free State Project
are
Republican ballot. Yeah,
you
don't
really
Supreme
know
was on the Democratic ballot.
How do we know what the Free Staters are? Because we're like a terrorist movement of people coming up here. That's what people think we are.
But Livewire, you're not really serious, right? You don't really believe that Trump's going to make the country great, right?
First and foremost, he's going to be the next president. So we all want to help him better things, and he will actually lessen police intrusiveness into lives like yours. So
how? Are you being facetious?
Sort of. The point is, he'll do a good job, and it'll be freedom for American citizens, and then those people that want to get here or have recently arrived here, but not necessarily in a paperwork sort of fashion, you know, it's going to be freedom for Americans who are truly American.
Are you delusional?
No,
I want to thank you.
This is
a joke call, right? Like, I mean, are you serious?
No, I'm voting for Donald Trump. Yes, I'm definitely.
Wow, thank you very much. You are going to be the most wonderful, luxurious, opulent candidate I have ever been.
Brother, this dude wants a crackdown on immigration. He wants to continue wars. He's a militarist. He is in no way going to set you free. If you want a crackdown on immigration, you're talking about creating a police state. You're going to get caught up in that just like everybody who's got brown skin, dude. I realize.
Think of all the extra internal Border Patrol checkpoints, like the one Mark Edge drove through, that will wind up getting placed all across the country.
Please let them put a Border Patrol checkpoint up here.
They'll probably expand it from 100 miles from the border to 1,000 miles from the border.
It's actually not true that it's only 100 miles from the border. They can build them anywhere. That's just where they happen to be.
Well, they can have the permanent ones within 100 miles. They can put up a temporary.
Is that right? Okay, I thought the ACLU released an update to that. Saying
I'll have to check that.
Saying that the 100-mile thing is just a myth, basically. So, Livewire, I think you're going to be disappointed. Whoever it is that wins, Trump, Hillary Clinton, or Bernie Sanders, or whatever.
Ted Cruz.
You're not going to get more free. And the idea that you believe that you're going to get more free really shows that you're a sucker. I mean, you've been suckered in by this guy. Yeah, it's funny.
Well, it's not so much that I've been sucked in, but I do have to make a choice. And,
no, you don't, actually. You don't have to make a choice.
Unless you live in Oklahoma, you can always cast a write-in vote or a vote for somebody that's not a Republican or a Democrat.
You can stay home, too. You are under no obligation to choose someone who is evil, and there's no doubt that Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, Ted Cruz, all these people want to control your life and make the government bigger and more expensive and more intrusive than ever, and if you think anything else besides that, you just haven't been paying attention.
I think, we have my solution is just ignore the government as much as possible. So when they tell me to do something ridiculous, I'm like, yes, master, I will obey. And then I immediately just ignore whatever they say.
Thanks, Livewire, for your call tonight. Good luck with supporting Donald Trump and thinking he's going to do something for you. Look, America is going to continue to spiral down the drain to a total police state over time, and Donald Trump is certainly not going to stop that from happening.
I already got my passport. I'm ready to leave whenever I need to.
I think I might wind up voting for Ernest, Giulio, and Gallo.
The wine people?
They'll make America grapes again.
I think you're going to be voting for yourself because you're running for president.
I will be. As
the Libertarian presidential candidate, DarylWPerry.com is your campaign website. You are going to be traveling to a few Libertarian conventions. Go ahead and plug which Libertarian conventions you're going to be attending that you know of.
So in 2 weeks, I'll be in Biloxi at the Alabama and Mississippi Joint Convention. The following week, I'll be in Virginia. The week after that, I will be in Colorado Springs. And then there's some in April and May as well.
Awesome. You're going to be appearing in various different debates and ultimately at the Libertarian Party National Convention, which is in Orlando in May. Correct?
Yes, Memorial Day weekend.
DarylWPerry.com. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.